we give you the option, A or B.
There is no C.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Just for Fun, You Have to Pick One.
On Star 102.5.
Well, Kurt was just telling us that story during What's Trending about that flight where pretty much everybody got sick on it.
Yeah, yes. The turbulence was that bad.
Even the pilots were throwing up.
Ugh.
Everyone, every row, just...
So you're on this flight with horrible turbulence and everyone is sick.
Oh.
So that's your choice. You can be either be on that flight,
mm-hmm,
or your second choice this morning is work at a daycare for a week during the height of the flu season. And it's one of those daycares where the parents never keep the kids home sick. So, you know,
qualify so it.
Like a regular daycare.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So there's no getting out of it. You cannot rely on the common sense of people to keep the kids home when they're very sick. So there's your choices. Just for fun, you have to pick one. You're on that flight. Terrible turbulence and everybody is sick. Or B, you have to work a week at a daycare.
Yes.
During the height of the flu season.
Right.
I mean, the pro to being on the flight is that it's, you don't have to clean it up. I mean, that's just everybody, every man, woman, and child for themselves.
And it's over in a couple of hours,
and
I would assume.
Over.
Yes.
But while it's happening, it's going to be so disgusting.
And there'll just be a fear for your life. That'll be bad.
The sound of it all, the smell.
Yep. I hear what you're saying, but that's what I'm taking. I'm taking the flight.
Really?
Over daycare, yes.
See, but what I can't take about the flight is the actual being sick. Like, I don't know how often you have had motion sickness, but it is brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You're taking that?
Yes.
Because I think I got to take the daycare. I mean, I'll clean it up. I mean, it's going to be awful. I mean, one kid after the next, and they're not even your kids, which adds a whole nother layer, but... I can't do the motion sickness, so I got to take the daycare.
So you're on the daycare.
I'm on the flight.
You're on the flight. I'm on the daycare, too, because I don't have to take my belt and shoes off. Oh, wait, that's another complaint. You know, I think I'm on the daycare, too. I don't... that flight just sounds horrible. I can't do that. I can't.
Unless you're in a cramped space.
Right? Yes.
That would be terrible.
I have thrown up on a flight. I've thrown up on a flight twice, both times I was pregnant. And one time I was able to get to the front of the airplane so I could kind of be a little private when I'm throwing up. But the other time I literally had the bag, and luckily I was flying with a friend, and like I was over her lap. So you don't have a lot of space. I mean,
no.
It's just... awful.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
And then, that's going to be going on around you, on you, too, in this situation.
Oh, yes. There's going to be. It's everywhere.
So I'm daycare.
Colin and I are
daycare.
We're doing the daycare. Kurt's on the flight.
I'm on the flight. But the fact that you two now aren't makes me scared that I made the wrong choice.
Good luck to you.
So just for fun, you have to pick one. What are you choosing? Are you on the flight where there's terrible turbulence and everybody gets sick? Or would you take the other option? You'll work the week at the daycare during the height of flu season. And remember, all the sick kids come to daycare that day.
Oh, man, but it's a week, Ken. We're
it's
there for
I know,
a
it's
week.
A week.
I know.
Just and when you I don't, think it's
look,
over,
I'm not
you got to come back.
I'm not feeling good about this decision.
All right.
But that's the point.
Before I go on this flight, I'm taking all your wipes.
Let's start with you, Becca. What are you doing?
I'm going with the daycare. Can you imagine being in the middle seat?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, at least you can give those kids a bucket as they're sitting and playing, trying to contain that.
Yeah, I mean, the cleaning of the toys and every nook and cranny kids can get sick in is going to be a lot of work. But you're right, that middle seat sealed the deal for me. I hadn't even thought of that until now because I had myself on an aisle seat for some reason. But if I'm stuck,
I'm in the middle seat.
Yeah,
no, I hear you.
I can't take that chance. Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Jen, which are you taking?
I am taking the plane.
Why are you picking the plane, Jen?
I worked in a daycare, and that week would be brutal. Not only the smell, but then the bleach after the smell.
All
the puke.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I could do that. I think I'd rather go for the shorter duration.
Okay. All right.
Just
because it'll be over quicker.
Yep.
Right.
It's a quick burst of awfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks
yes.
for the call. You have a great day. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.